Good morning, my name is Lidie van der Berg. Please close your eyes. Were you waiting for me to pray? You can open your eyes again. This is just to illustrate my theme of today. It's about waiting. Waiting is part of life. At the moment, we are waiting for news about the Dutch passports for our girls. Last year, we waited to go to the Netherlands to see my mom, and we're still waiting. My youngest daughter is waiting for the holidays to start, and my eldest daughter is waiting for her exams to finish, and even more for this matric year to come to an end. Friends around us are waiting too, some for medical news, some for relief, some for the day they will be reunited with loved ones in heaven. It seems as if we're always waiting. In our everyday lives, waiting can test our patience quickly. We wait in traffic, in queues, for exam results, for medical answers, for documents to arrive, for relationships to heal, and for prayers to be answered. Some waiting is small and irritating, other waiting is heavy and painful. But spiritual waiting is different. God often uses the waiting room to shape our faith, to deepen our trust, and to teach us to keep our eyes on Him. Psalm 27 verse 14 says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." Waiting is not weakness. Sometimes waiting is one of the strongest acts of faith. Waiting reveals what is happening in our hearts. That's my first point. As I mentioned previously, we are waiting to visit my mom in the Netherlands. And normally that would be a time of joyful anticipation, looking forward to seeing each other again after years, spending time with loved ones and friends and enjoying the things we love about the Netherlands. Yet in our case, it is difficult to enjoy the wait because there's so much uncertainty about when we will actually get to go. I remember the time we were waiting for the adoption agency to give us the news that we would be parents for the first time. That was sometimes a joyful wait, but more often a difficult wait because of the uncertainty of when it would happen. Waiting has a way of exposing our fears, our questions, our hopes, and our need for control. If only God could give us a tracking number so that we would be able to see exactly what stage we are in during the waiting period. But God doesn't give us a tracking number. Instead, He invites us to trust His heart when we cannot yet see His hand. This is why Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 is so helpful. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight." Waiting reveals whether we are leaning on our own understanding or trusting God with the parts we cannot explain. It's easy to trust when we can see progress. It's much harder when nothing seems to be moving. But that's often where faith becomes real. Think of Abraham and Sarah. God promised them a son, but the fulfillment did not come immediately. Years passed, their bodies grew older, and the situation looked impossible. Yet Genesis 21 verse 1 says, "Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as He had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what He had promised." God was not late, He was faithful. Their story reminds us that God's silence doesn't mean God's absence, and delay doesn't mean denial. My second point is that waiting teaches us to bring our pain to God. Craig Bruce said, "You usually have to wait for that which is worth waiting for." And Romans 8 verse 18 reminds us, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." Our waiting is not meaningless when it is placed in God's hands. Remember Hannah, the mother of Samuel? In 1 Samuel 1 verse 10, we read how she waited for a child. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. Hannah didn't pretend that waiting was easy. She poured out her heart to God. And her example teaches us that waiting is not a call to silence our pain, but to bring it honestly before the Lord. The Psalms give us language for this kind of honest waiting. Psalm 130, verse 5 says, I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. That's not casual waiting, that is deep soul-level waiting. It says, Lord, I do not have the answer yet, but I will put my hope in your word. Lamentations 3, verse 25 and 26 also says, the Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Waiting doesn't mean we stop seeking God. It means we keep seeking him even when the answer has not arrived. Joseph is another powerful example. He had dreams from God as a young man, but before those dreams made sense, he was betrayed by his brothers, sold as a slave, falsely accused, and forgotten in prison. From the outside, it looked as if his life was going backwards, but God was working even there. Later, Joseph could say in Genesis 50, verse 20, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. Sometimes the waiting season feels like a detour, but in God's hands it can become preparation. My third point is waiting calls us to remain faithful and hopeful. Elizabeth also knew what it meant to wait. Luke 1 verse 6 says that she and her husband were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. What did they do while they were waiting? They lived a life pleasing to God. Sarah's waiting looked different. In Genesis 18, when she heard the promise that she would have a son, she laughed to herself. She'd grown tired of waiting and struggled to believe that God's promise could still come true. Yet even in Sarah's weakness, God remained faithful. Her story reminds us that our doubts do not cancel God's promises, and our delay doesn't mean God has forgotten us. David also had to wait. He was anointed as king while he was still young, but he didn't move straight from the field to the throne. He spent years running from Saul, hiding in caves, and choosing not to take matters into his own hands. In that waiting, God formed David's character. Waiting can become the place where God teaches us integrity. Will we still obey when we are tired, disappointed, or tempted to force the outcome? So how do we wait well? We wait honestly like Hannah, faithfully like Elizabeth, and hopefully even when we feel weak like Sarah. Waiting may not be easy, but when we wait with God, it is never wasted. Isaiah 40 verse 31 gives us one of the most beautiful promises about waiting. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Notice that God doesn't only promise an answer, he promises strength. Sometimes what we need most in the waiting is not an immediate change of circumstances, but renewed strength to keep walking with him. So how can we apply this practically? This week, think of one area in your life where you are waiting. Name it honestly before God and then choose one practical step of faith. Pray about it daily. Write down one promise from Scripture. Ask someone to pray with you or do one obedient thing you can do while you wait. You could write Psalm 27 verse 14 or Isaiah 40 verse 31, somewhere you will see it. Or you could start a small waiting journal where you record both your prayers and the ways God is sustaining you. You could encourage someone else who is also waiting, because waiting well doesn't mean doing nothing. It means trusting God while taking the next faithful step. So when we wait, we can ask ourselves three questions. What is this waiting revealing in my heart? What pain do I need to bring honestly to God? And what faithful step can I take today? We may not know how long the waiting will last. We may not understand why the answer has not come yet. But we can know this. God is good, God is present, and God is able to make even the waiting worth it. Let's pray. Lord, help us to trust you in the waiting. Teach us to bring our pain honestly before you, to remain faithful when the answer has not come yet, and to believe that what you are doing is worth the wait. Amen.